So this is Get Zikoi Part 2. It will be a Part 3, as we'll see at the end. Depends if you're interested in the further topics that we won't get to today. We started this whenever this was, that we did the first half of this year, which was, I guess, 3 weeks ago already. Something along those lines, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we discussed, first of all, the Mishnah in Gittin that said that get is a chov for a woman. It's not good for her to get divorced. The Gemara in context in Gittin seemed to indicate it's a matter of mizonos, that it's about the lack of guaranteed support, which she had while she was married. We'll see today that that's not so clear. But that's what Gittin Yid Aleph and Beis indicates. We also saw the Gemara in Yavamos, which asked about Mizake get l'ishto b'makom Yavam, can Zikoi work when there's a Yavam to help her avoid Yibum, and we ended that Besafek. We asked also, can Zikoi work if there's been fighting, since it's a zechus not to have quarrels within a marriage, and the answer was no, she still wants to be married. The Ran says that's lo ifshata, and the Beis Yosef says maybe he doesn't accept hav lemez limits of tendu as definitive. And then we saw the Yerushalmi as well there. We noted the problematic stance of the Rif, where the Rif had a discussion about tenu, which he says, well, that means that maybe you can be chozer, it's a zechus for the eved, not a zechus for the eved. Brings up the discussion about zechia for the wife as well. And we had a debate about how to take that Rif. The view of the Ma'arik was that the Rif refers to Zechi as well. And the Rif's understanding is that the get does not work in a get Zikoi case. That was Ma'arik's way to take the Rif. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Eiger said that read of the Rif is incorrect. The Rif only meant it regarding Tenu. He was not disqualifying the concept of Zikoi. That's a very important point, which we're going to end up revisiting today. We then talked about what if you ask her, and that I'm not going to go back over today, because that's not as relevant to what we're talking about now. But then we got to the case where the husband was a mishuma. Then we had the Trumas Hadeshin, quoting Rashi, permitting a get zikui to be used for the wife of a mishumad, even without her knowledge. In other words, the husband has gone off the derech. Someone can take care of writing a get at the husband's instruction and accepting it on behalf of the wife. And the Maharam argued that that shouldn't work. And that introduced us to the idea of get zikui on a practical level. Could we use get zikui to solve problems, such as a case like that? And so what I want to talk about today is the use of a get zikui to avoid a difficult chalitza. Let's say you know that there's a brother who isn't going to want to get involved in chalitza, or lives far away, he's in Russia, he's wherever it is. Can you do a get zikui on her behalf before her husband dies? That was one question. A second question is, what if the woman leaves Judaism altogether? So can you do a get zikui where she's not willing to accept the get? Are you able to do that? A third case is, what about where she is taking up with some other man? She's mizana. So are you able to do a get zikui in that case? Also, the case of what if she's a Surah Labala in some other way, as we'll talk about. What if she's moved on in civil law? What if she got a civil divorce from her husband? Can you do a get zikui? I had a case like that. We'll have to talk about that issue. And then also, if she refuses the get, the whole concept of get zikui rests on the idea that it's a zechus for her. Let's say we all agree it is a zechus for her, but she shouts, I don't want the get.
And all of these cases are just because we don't like heter merabanim?
Correct. We would like to avoid heter merabanim if we possibly can. The Poskim are not fans of heter merabanim as a general rule. So, whether we'll get to all of those today, I don't know. I'm going to try to, because otherwise, like, part three is going to be like after Pesach at this point, possibly, and I don't want that. So we'll have to see how this plays out. So first of all, the issue of avoiding a difficult chalitza today. So classically, a get zikui was not accepted in terms of avoiding a yibum situation. I think I gave you on the sheets the Rambam's psak in source Aleph, where the Rambam says, "Bal shnas on get le'echad v'amar lo zechei beget zeh le'ishti k'dei shelo yitibol kama yavam, shelo yitibol lifnei yavam." The case in which the husband gives somebody a get for his wife and says, "I want you to acquire it on her behalf," so that she won't end up in a yibum situation. The Rambam said it's a suffix. It's not clear that is actually going to work. The Maharam Merutenberg, I brought you a piece of it in Source Base, quotes a story which sometimes appears as having occurred in the Maharam's yeshiva, and sometimes it's quoted as having occurred with Rashi, the Mordechai in Yevamos, Pei, and the Aruch HaShulchan and Evin Ezer, Kuf Mem, Sivka and Yudalid, talk about this with Rashi. But the story is, Maisa B'Talmud Echad Shnifta Rebbe's Rebbe, that the Talmud passed away in the yeshiva. V'hayalo Isha, and he had a wife. Ubikesh, Merabenu, and he asked our Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, before he died, the Kabbal I added in, La Get Shalot Hizakeg Liyavam. Maybe that was in the original. I don't know. But he wanted the get to be received on behalf of his wife so that she shouldn't have to go to Yibum Velo Ratzer Rabbeinu Lekablo. The Rosh Yeshiva did not want to go through. He said, no, I don't want to accept the get for her. Lefi Shaloa Asa Aso Shaliach Lekabel La. Because she never made me a Shaliach. Ve'afal Pisha Zachim Ladim Shaloa Bafanav, even though we say Zachim. And you could argue it's a chush, and iskak liyavam. Afilo achilu ratzel lekablo. You didn't want to accept it. Tzimnin dechov hula derachmalei. Because sometimes it'll be a chov because she in fact likes the yavam. Remember that this is our second story involving Rashi. If this is really Rashi that we're talking about, it's possible the stories got confused, and that's why some had it as Rashi here when it really wasn't. Classically, we didn't do a get zikoy to avoid a yibum situation. However, today may well be different. The Taz in Evin Ezer Kuf Mem Hei Sivka and Zion. Says today might be a different story. He says, "V'ilo mistafina mechavraya." He says, "If not for the fact that I'm a little afraid of others, of my peers, amina milsacharata, I would have said something new." Da'ainu de'ha'idna de'noagin be'yibum klal. That today no one's doing yibum, and I dotted there because it's just he talks about how bad it is to do yibum today, and you get in trouble if you try to. So don't even think about it. Bivadei zchus hula shalot tisrach lidechalitza. So he says, "This is a chus for her." She won't need chalitza. It's not as though she had an option of you, but I mean, if she liked the guy. Ve'ein lomar, the cave in Shenazar, bizman ha-talmud, ein lanu lahatir, afilu imatam bato ha-idna. Don't tell me, well, even when the reason is gone, the gzera still stands, that we don't do a get zikoy. De'ha'isa b'yaradeh kufte zayin gabe giloy, shaya asa b'imei ha-talmud, ve'achshav she'ein ha-chashim mitzuyim b'ineinu mutter. The Taz of the opinion that Giloy is void nowadays. The issue of leaving beverages uncovered is not an issue anymore because we don't have snakes running around our houses. So he says Giloy is not a problem. He says so too here, even though you'll say, well, the Gzera stands. The Gzera doesn't stand. When the reason is void, the Gzera is void. Azoy state the Taz. The Yamshel Shlomo and Yevamos Tezvav Chav Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan and Evin Ezer Kuf Mem Tezvav, they both say, yeah, today really is different. The Yad HaMelech in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Aleph, discusses the Taz's equation to Mayim Megulin, which really seems to be out of left field. I mean, you pick a Gzera out of a hat and say, well, there the Tam is void, here the Tam is void. And he says that it's that there, in both cases, there was a suffek which motivated the practice. It's not that there was a gzera of this is the case and therefore such and such. It was, I don't know, maybe she likes the guy. I don't know, maybe there are snakes that are gonna poison things. So there was a suffek which motivated a practice. Since it was only a suffek in the first place, where there is no such suffek, then we have no such concerns. So today may well be different. And in fact, they have a further suffix. What about if the Yavam is a Meshumud? What if the Yavam himself has gone off? So the Mizrahi, on that basis, is willing to allow the Get Zikoy. He says she's going to be usher to him anyway. But the Ramah, in his discussion, even though he's dealing with a case in which they're not doing Yavam anymore, still leaves it besuffic. If you take a look at Dalid, the Ramah writes, this is a key Ramah that we're going to come back to a bunch of times. He says, "Vim bala mumur." If the husband is a mumur, which we're going to come back to, "V'yadin and shehimah deres acher get." We know she wants a get. Yesh omrim da mumur yachol lazakos la get. Some say that they can do a get zikoy. V'yesh machmirin gambozeh. V'cheinim haya hayavam mumur. And so too, if the yavam was a mumur, "V'baal mazake la get k'deish lo tipol lefnei hayavam." And the baal is giving her the get to keep her from yibum. So he says that the same thing is going to be true if the Yavam is a Mumar. Meaning that some say, yes, you can do it, and yesh machmirin also. So it really doesn't end up with a clear psak of you can do this to avoid yibum or not. This is not what we want as a clear heter, although again, the Aruch HaShulchan seems inclined to accept the practice. What if she is a mishumedes? So the deal with the mishumedes is that she may not be included in Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Meaning, Rabbeinu Gershom saying you can't marry two wives may not apply to a case where she's gone off the derech entirely. Rabbi Kiva Eger raises this point in Madura Tinyana Pei Beis. He says there's no need for the Heter Meir Rabbanim even following the view of the Rama on a Mishumedes that there's no reason to be Machmir where there is no such Minhag. If you take a look at Hey, I brought you there part of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, Nira De'ein Sarach Lekuf Rabbanim, you don't need this whole Heter Meir Rabbanim. Ukedemash Melashon HaRama, Simen Aleph, Si. If you had where the Rama wrote, Umakum Shein Minhag, Ein Lahachmir Mutter Lisa Acheres Belo Zigoy Aget. Ve'ilu Tzarech Kuf Rabbanim, Bevadei tov lo yosir limnoa hatarach hazel zakos laget. Right? If you do want the hetamei rabbanim, it's a big strain. It's a tircha. Don't bother. Just do it get zikui. Af demeha ein raya. Diyesh lomer daramalat hamei disvirle bedarke Moshe daachar elaf hachamishi paska takanas Rabbeinu Gershom moragola. Vavi rak chumer. He says it could be that the Rama only says you don't need this because the Rama believes that the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom has a time limit and it's over. And that's why he's going to be Mekel. The Ukmo de Mekel me'aitama benishtates, as he is Mekel in the case of Shota, sorry. So he says, Mikomako, Mistima Shtikas Achron and Mashma de Gamanan, Sphirulukane, Sphirulunkane, the Mumeres Ainit Sarach Kuf Rabbanim. He says, the Achronim don't get into that discussion at all. They don't quote this Rama and say, well, we reject it because it elapsed or whatever. He says, it appears the issue is simply that by a Mumeres you don't need the Heter Meir Rabbanim, Ukdamashma de Rebbe Shmuel, Sivkan Chavzayan, de Mako de Magila get Medina, de Vein Ritzon la Kabel Medina, that where the get arrives and she doesn't want to accept it. Ve'ein ritzona lekabel get ein tzarech kuf rabbanim. K'mo baveres al das t'lo tikin Rabbeinu Gershom. That's the position of Rabbi Kiva Eger. His position is it could be the Rama is only following his view expressed in the Darkei Moshe, but the truth is that we think this isn't under Rabbeinu Gershom's takana in the first place. The Chasam Sofer deals with this as well in Eben Ezer Beis Tzadi Tes.
Sorry, what was his logic there?
His logic that it's not under? The marriage is still a marriage, but you're allowed to marry a second wife because Rabbeinu Gershom did not intend this for the case of a mishumedes. Right. He doesn't spell out why that would be so.
I mean, it sounds like it's not really your fault, in a way.
Right. Maybe that's part of it, and maybe it's also that we want you to get married to somebody else. You know, there's another argument.
Because you're basically a good...
Right.
There's two of the chet, meaning there's not a question of which chet is there where Gershom goes.
Right, the ability to divorce her Baal Karchav. Right. I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he's talking about the issue of marrying two wives. Later we'll see that other one also. There's another argument that I've seen brought, he doesn't bring it here, I think, that says that something is not under chet of Gershom because it's lo shchiach. But I don't think that was referring to this, and I don't think it was Rabbi Kiva Eger who brought it. But the general tendency to say this isn't under Rabbeinu Gershom is because Rabbeinu Gershom wouldn't see this as an advantage of putting a guy in cherem for marrying a second wife when the first one is a mishumedes. That's not a good idea. The Chasam Sofer in Eben Ezer Beis Tzadi Tes deals with a case of a man whose wife ran away 5 years ago. There was no fight between them, but she had some kind of physiological problem where she couldn't engage in tashmish with him, and it actually was painful for her. And now he's stuck. He's not married to her. You saw the case?
No, he was looking for such a case yesterday.
So Chasam Sofer Eben Ezer Beis Tzadi Tes. And the case was the guy can't afford to get ahead to Meir Rabbanim. It's too much of an outlay. There's no way he's going to do it. So Chasam Sofer says the gzera wasn't made to prevent pruruvu. So you're not gonna bind him. Plus, he also has other reasons there. You should see the tshuva. He has more to say on the topic. In practice, with the mishumedes, even though we've seen this willingness to go with saying, well, it's not under the cherem, and therefore you can marry a second wife, still they want to get zikui. As a matter of practice, they want you to have a get zikui. If you take a look at the Rama in Source Vav, He says, Yesh omrim misha hemira ishto mezakala get al yedei acher, v'nose acheres. That some say that if the wife was a mumeres, then you do a get zikoy, v'chein noagin mitzvahs mekomos, they do that in some places, that's the Ostreich discussion. In Austria, umakom she'ein minog ein lahachmir. If there is no minog to require it, don't be machmir, mutalisa acheres belo gerusha rishona, you could just marry another one without having it. But where the minog is to do it, do a get zikoy. Whereas in Kuf Mem, hey, he reports also that if you did a zikoy, that works, and even if she later returns, no new get is going to be needed. He has an additional comment in Kuf Mem that we have to get to. But basically, the tendency in the Rama is to say zikoy is a good idea. How does that work? How is it that this can be a zechus? So the assumption is, as brought by the Chasam Sofer, that if she's going to be out there in the world and not following Judaism, she's going to get involved in something ugly. She's going to get involved in kiur. And even in the Chasam Sofer's case, where Tashmish is difficult for her, he says, so she'll get involved in some other kind of kiur, but it's going to be kiur regardless. That's the Chasam Sofer's comment there. The Maharsham does require an additional step, which after him all the poskim bring. If you take a look at Sor Zion, he says in his case that he's dealing with, it was a case of a man who worked away from home. And he heard that while he was away, his wife was getting involved, having non-Jews over the house. And then she decides she wants to be Mamir and to marry the Nachri that she's suspected with. And now she left home and she's been gone for 3 years. So he says, you have 3 years, you have Raglaim Ladavar, you have a clear indication that she fled in order to go off with this guy. And the non-Jew, by the way, disappeared at the same time. So he says, we don't have to assume that maybe, you know, it was just, you know, worked out that way. It was coincidence, right? So he says, you do it against Zikoy, but then he requires an additional step. He says, Hini maskim litzdareif b'tzirufa derabbanan lahatir la'bal hana lisa acheres apia ofen laso shaliach b'zikoy yaget. He says that's fine. However, v'achar kach yase shaliach laholacha. After the zikoy is done, and Rav Moshe stresses it's after the zikoy is done, at that point, you then appoint a shaliach laholacha, and the shaliach laholacha should try to get the get to her. You want to bring the get to her if at all possible, and the reason for that is for her status. You would like to make sure that she's going to be okay. We have sfeikos about whether it works for her for the get zikoy. This is also brought in the Minchas Yitzchak. Chelek Tes, Tshuva Kuf Samach Vav. There are two Tshuvos in the Svidei Eish on the topic, if you want to see there, in Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Samach Hei and Samach Vav. Okay. So in the case of the Mishumedes, the Mumeres, the tendency is to say, do the Get Zikoy, even though, frankly, it may not be necessary, even to go that far. What about where she's Mizana? So here we have the problem in the Rama, which I thought I had put on the sheet. I thought I put that full Rama in Kuf Mem Hei, but I see that I didn't. So I had it in the sheets from last time, but I didn't have it in the sheets from this time. So I'll read it out from here. We already saw the Rama in Aleph, in Simon Aleph Siv Yud, that was there in Source Vav, that talked about the Mumeres. And there he said, where the minog is to require get zikoy, fine, do a get zikoy. But listen to what he says in Kuf Mem, Se'if Hei. He says, Vim ishta Mumeres v'ziko laget al yedei acher, afa pishachazur ba'achar kach ena tzicha get acher. He says, the get zikoy works, and even if she comes back to Judaism later on, you don't need a new get. The get zikoy was actually effective. V'hu hadin ele isha hanaseres abala, and the same thing is true for a woman who becomes asir to her husband because of involvement in znus. You give the get to somebody else to acquire on her behalf. And then he says, V'yesh machmirin bazeh. He quotes the Ma'arik. Some are machmir, they don't like get zikoy. So the question is, why does the Rama only mention a machlokes regarding Mizana? If he's really quoting the Ma'arik, who's machmir, we saw last time the Ma'arik is machmir down the line. The Ma'arik believes that the Rif doesn't accept zikoy in any case. Whether it's because of Mumeres or whether it's because of Mizana, shouldn't make a difference. The Ma'arik's problem with the Zikoy is a problem down the line. So why did the Rama only mention this machlokes regarding the Mizana? So the Beis Shmuel says it's a matter of minhag. The Beis Shmuel says in Kuf Mem Zayin, I brought it here on the sheet, source ches, v'yesh machmirin, he says, le'el simen aleph pasak pepshitos diyachol azakos gel ishto mumeres. Right? He said, you can do the zikoy for the mumeres. V'kan hevi das ma'arik ha-machmir. V'tzarach iyun. Davka b'nei aseres machmir v'lobu mumeres. Avagav, lefitam shamarik, ein lechalik, da kasav diyesh lahachmer, kade lochash ladas harif, disfirulei, afilu kishiyesh zechuzla, mikomakom enu megoresh, asachemagia get liyada. The position of the rif is down the line. Mikomakom, bemumeres kvar nispashet haminog, kemashakasav sham lo boinam lamashkuni nafshoi minog mikomos. Lekach mechalik bemumeres lenaseres, he says it's simply a matter of minog. The minog developed that in the mumeres case you do get zikui, the minog never developed that in the case of a mizana you do get zikui. That's a very interesting answer. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I'm sorry, you're wrong. He says, the way that it works, this is in his Chadashos in Tshuva Ayin Tes. He says, the truth is that the Rama agrees that Zikui works in both cases, both in the Mishumedes case and in the case of the Mezana. Then how do I understand the Rama? He's talking about two different things. He says, the Rama, when he's dealing with in Siman Aleph, is talking about the husband's heter to remarry, whether she's a mezana or she's a mishumedes. And he's saying zikui is 100% effective. First of all, because she's aser to him, right? She's mezana, so it's like she's partly megareshes anyway, so you don't even need a get. Second, since she's aser to him, Rabbeinu Gershom's gzera is not relevant. Rabbeinu Gershom would not have bound him to a woman who is aser to him. And then third, even if you'll be strict and say we still want to get the way they did in Austria, we don't need to assume that the Rif would reject Zikui, because there are other ways to understand the Rif. We talked about that last time. It isn't so clear that the Rif is rejecting Zikui. Maybe the Rif is not talking about Zikui. He was only talking about the Tani case, not the Zikui case. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the Rama says Zikui 100% works to allow him to remarry. The case in Kuf Mem, where he quotes the Maharik, is regarding her status. If she would come back, if you read the line carefully, he said, if she's chozer afterwards, eina tzricha get achir, regarding the case of the Mumeres, v'hu adin le'isha haneseres al-bala, that you can do the Zikui, but we're machmir in terms of her. That if she's going to want to get remarried, we're going to say, okay, but now you need a real get, not this get zikoy thing. We go back to the baseline halacha, because we have no grounds for leniency for her. She's the one who went off and did the things that she did. And therefore, I'm going to go back to the Maharik and the Maharik's understanding of the rift. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that in terms of him, you can do the get zikoy in the case where she's gotten involved with somebody else. So she's taken up with somebody. You're able to rely on that. I had a case like that, where the wife was saying, I don't want the get. She knew that I didn't want to go the Heter Me'er Rabbanim route. So she was trying to use this to her advantage, and she moved to another place, and she said, I'm not accepting the get. And I went to a posek to deal with this. And one of the first questions he asked me was, is she living with somebody? The idea being, if she's living with somebody, that's the Mizana case, and now you can use the Zikui approach. Unfortunately, she wasn't, so to speak.
Why are you reluctant to use Heter Me'er Rabbanim in such a case?
Because the case involved people beyond the Orthodox community, and the concern I had was that it's just going to perpetuate stereotypes about rabbis being willing to do everything for the woman, for the man, and not for the woman. People wouldn't understand where you can apply it and where you can't. So if I could avoid going that route, I would like to avoid going that route. I wanted to get this done above board.
What ended up happening?
So in the end, I'll tell you afterwards, because I'm on tape right now. But I'll tell you afterwards what actually happened, because it's a good strategy to know about. The Noda de Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Akiva Eger's explanation. He says that's not what the Rama is doing here. The Noda de Yehuda is in Madura Kama, Evan Ezer Tzadi Beis. And he offers his own approach. He says, if your split of the Rama is correct, that the Rama in Aleph was talking about his status, and the Rama in Kuf Mem is talking about her status, then frankly, how did the Beis Shmuel miss it? I mean, he says, come on, that's way too, it's way too obvious a split. If that was really right, the Beis Shmuel would have picked up on that. He says the Rama is stricter regarding Mizana for three reasons. Number one, she might stop Znus at any time. If you go off and you start living as a non-Jew, that's a state of mind, and that's an entirely new existence that's not so easy to back out of. Whereas if she got involved in Znus, so she went off into her Yitzra Takfa once or twice, but she could come back from that. That's number one, in which case this no longer is a chus for her. Number two, we have no evidence that she actually wants to remarry. The idea that this is a chus for her includes now she can remarry. But who says that she actually wants to remarry? Rav Moshe Feinstein dealt with a case in 1959. It's in Igros Moshe Aben Ezer Aleph Kuf Lamed Tes, where the case was a woman who was relatively young, and he says, of course she wants to remarry. I don't know what the Note of Yehuda is talking about. This case here, she definitely wants to remarry, and it's clear that the great majority of women want to remarry. He's pretty strong about that. But that's the second argument from the Note of Yehuda, and then the Note of Yehuda brings a third argument. He says the get could actually be a chov for her because people actually might have stayed away when she was married. By giving her the get, you're now creating a situation where inappropriate people are going to start coming around, because now they say, well, she's divorced, so you're better off leaving her with the get. So the Note of Yehuda did not like this idea. I brought some of it here in source test. He says, "Nira lefiyani is daiti shachumra b'nei seres yosem ibumumeres hushemumeres anu roin shadayin himumeres imkei mistama dayin zchus hula." That's his first argument. Aval bezinsa afshe zinsa v'tachfa yitzra pam ushtayim eina muchzekes lios mizana od. Who says she's going to do this tomorrow? Umaz zchus hula get. Maybe she doesn't want to get married. Okay, so what do we do? The Note of Yehuda, writing in Madura Tinyana Eben Ezer Kuf Chaf Aleph, says you require a hetemeir rabbanim. He says if she's mizana, you need the hetemeir rabbanim. The rest of the world, though, seems fine with get zikwe. Rabbi Kiva Eger, who we read, the Chasim Sofer in Eben Ezer, Gimel, says that you do the get zikwe with certain requirements. Requirement number one from that Chasim Sofer is that it's only where she's doing this regularly, so that it is as close to keep her from further violation, like the Note of Yehuda's point. That's number one. Number two, you can't assume znus. The Rav Kook in Source Yud says that even if a woman commits all sorts of other averos, you can't assume that she would also engage in znus. There are different averos that people take differently, and some they take more seriously, some they take less seriously. She could live in an environment where Chilul Shabbos is rampant, but people don't. But people won't commit adultery. He says that in Ezra's Kohen Dalet. Rav Moshe has it also in Eben Ezer Aleph Kuf Mem. We don't necessarily assume that she's committing znus. Although the Menachas Yitzchak writes in Chelek Hey Tshuva Nundalet that if she clearly and publicly declares herself to be living with a non-Jew, there's no reason to assume that she's in the same house and not doing stuff. You can take that as zinsa. Yeah, Menachas Yitzchak Hey Nundalet. Rav Moshe was willing to use get zikwe, but only in limited circumstances. In Aleph Kuf Mem, he said, "I don't want you to do zikwe." In a case there, because of concern for the Rama being worried about the Ma'arik, as it was understood by the Beis Shmuel, and because of the Note of Yehuda that maybe she'll stop committing znus. However, he did allow it in a Tshuva, which I quote here in Yud Aleph. In a case in which a woman got a civil divorce and is now living with another man without even having civil marriage. And there he said, you can do a get zikwe. Granted, the Note of Yehuda says she might stop doing her znus at any time, but he said, I have four reasons to argue why that doesn't apply in this case. Number one, he says, Lo shach svaras haNote of Yehuda, ela kishemachzekes atzma le'eshes ish. It's only relevant where she considers herself a married woman. Then you'll say, okay, she'll stop doing znus tomorrow. V'yodashi esra, where she knows it's asiv, rak mishum shayetzer takaf alea asasa iser diznus, shalochein ein lahachzik shnei mezana yoser. She doesn't consider herself married. Whether because she's a wicked person, or because she just doesn't know any better. She thinks her civil divorce worked. Therefore, the Note of Yehuda will agree. That's number one. Number two. The Gambaloze. Habimumeres moda Note of Yehuda shemizakin laget. Kimforish bidvarav, where it's a mumeres, the Note of Yehuda agrees. Vizela shono mitam shenuro and dadayin himumeres umistama dayin zchusila. Akan l'shono. Hayin mishum shakati iklatam shetahim mezanis. The reason is because if she's a mumeres, you know she's going to keep on doing what she's been doing. Vize ika bizu, that applies here as well. Shadayin he dara yachin emaish ki ish vishto, they're living together. The igatam shtemizanis. That's his second point. Third, the gam beloze hakasav no de Yehuda aval bezinsa afshe zinsa v'takva yitzra pamoshtayim einim uchzekes lios mizana. He says the Note of Yehuda talked about a case where she did it once or twice. Mistaber shadab kakasav pamoshtayim shadayin einim uchzekes lagemura. And the Yitzvah does no suta kefala. Aval biyadua shezinsa gimel pa'amim. Dehi chazaka gimura b'chol davar v'kulei amamodim b'gimel pa'amim. Dehi chazaka, bless you, gam anod b'yudamod. She has a chazakas laget. She has a chazaka here. V'gam ha'kasav ze bedoro shestam isha ma'amina b'ashem u'b'torosu. I wonder if that conversation had occurred between Rav Moshe and the Noda Yehuda, what that conversation would have been like. But Rav Moshe says the Noda Yehuda is talking about a more gentle, innocent time. A time when, of course, people did the right thing, and yeah, you could assume she was going to come back. That's not so anymore, says Rav Moshe. I think this tshuva was 1981. Which was also a gentler time. But in any case, so he says, I have four reasons why I won't apply the Noda B'Yehuda, and I will allow a Get Zikui. So Rav Moshe does admit that Get Zikui could be used in a Mizana case under certain circumstances, basically where you really know that she's going to keep on doing this. That's what all four of his reasons come down to. What if she's a Asura L'Baila, but not because of Znus? So the Chasam Sofer in Ebn Ezer Gimel talks about the case where a woman married a Kohen, and then became suspected of being a grusha, and she fled. So the husband is now agun. So can I use a get zikoy there? His answer is no. Because he says the Ramah's statement to permit Mizana to do the get zikoy was where she was doing this regularly, so that this would be his chus to keep her from further violation. That's not applicable here. She was usher to this guy, you know, as a grusha, and that was it. She isn't the Mizana here at all. It's not a zechus for her. Yeah, so he said there you need a hetemei rabbanim. The issue, though, that we raised in Rav Moshe in Dalet Ches, this issue of where she's moved on in civil law, is an important one. First of all, civil divorce, as Rav Moshe writes in Ebn Ezer, Chilek Aleph Kuflamit Tes, civil divorce shows that she has no desire to return to him. And he goes back to what we pointed out in the beginning about the Gemara in Ksuvos that says that a get is a chov for a woman. He says get is a chov for a woman, as the Gemara points out, because of mizonos, because of support. That's number one. Number two, it's a chov for a woman because we assume she wants to be married. That's the general assumption. She likes having the title of being married. She wants tashmish, whatever it is. So Rav Moshe says, if she has a civil divorce, that eliminates all of these different ways in which the get was a chov. Because in terms of support, you know, the mizonos that she's getting, she's only asking for what the court assigns. In terms of tashmish, they're living separately. And as far as the chalos shame, everybody should know she's a married woman. She's not. She has a civil divorce. So there's no desire for anything here. So we've eliminated the reasons why a get could be a chov from that Gemara and Gittin. And if she got married to somebody else civilly, all the more so, he says. Then for sure. And I brought you here in Yud Beis, his rejection of the Noda B'Yehuda, bless you, where the Noda B'Yehuda said, well, she might come back. That's not relevant here. She got married to somebody else. So there's no reason for us to assume that. And therefore, he says, if she moved on in civil law, that really gives us an opportunity to argue get zikui. What if she refuses the get, but we consider it to be a chus for her? So this is a really interesting discussion. If she really is against the get, we know that she's against the get. It's not some extraneous circumstance, which we'll come back to. But she says, I don't want gittin. I'm allergic to gittin. I don't like parchment. So then it's a machlokas. The view that's against zikoy. So Rabbi Akiva Eger in his Chadashos Ayin Tes quotes the Reim in Shuvah Samach Zayin, saying that it's a zechus for her to have a get because of tikkun hanefesh. Tikkun HaNefesh, that it's better spiritually for her to have a get. Rav David Cohen in his Tshuvos Radach in Tes, Sivka and Yud Beis, rejects this. He says it can't be that it's about Tikkun HaNefesh. Why? Because remember the case of the Ger Katan? Right? When the Ger Katan converts to Judaism and then he becomes an adult, so we say at that point, Yachol Limchos. He's able to oppose the Gerus. But it's Tikkun HaNefesh, right? It's a tikkun hanefesh thing. So clearly you see that you can reject tikkun hanefesh and say, sorry, this isn't really a zechus for me. On the other hand, the Gemara and Ksuvos can be brought to show that your protest doesn't work. That's what I just mentioned, the Gemara and Ksuvos about Igdil Yichol and Limchos. So the Machane Ephraim explains there, it's the Machane Ephraim Hechos Zechia Vav, explains that for Zechus Gomor, we don't listen to person's protests. In the Ksuvos case, it's a different story, because it won't be a Zechus Gomor for him once he tastes Isser. Because he's going to now say, well, you know what? Frankly, you know, you can take your Olam Haba. I prefer my McDonald's. It's not called his chus gomer, and that's why he is yachol limchos. So therefore, the Machane Ephraim rejects ksuvos as a basis, and says he says that certainly her rejection of the zechus is adequate to reject it. But the Chalkas Yaakov comes back and says it's not true. The Chalkas Yaakov Ibn Ezer Gimel says right now the kid hasn't tasted Isser. So that can't be your understanding of it. The Minchas Yitzchak says that you can do a get zikui. He argues it for two reasons. He says, the Imre Yosher says that after time elapses, you can assume that she has changed her mind. That's number one. I mean, she told you last week she doesn't want to get, but maybe today she does. So just don't ask her again and do a get zikui for her on the assumption that she changed her mind. That's number one. Number two, the Divrei Chaim has a minority of poskim who say that we ignore people's statements when they run counter to a clear zechus. So therefore, the Minchas Yitzchak is willing to entertain the idea of a get zikoi, despite Higdili Yichol Limchos. But there's a second avenue here, which argues that maybe she's not really against the get at all. Maybe it's an extraneous circumstance that's making her do this. And this comes from Rabbi Akiva Eger. In his Chadashos in Ayin Tes, he says, when a woman says, Mali Bedayana Yisrael, or Bedina Yisrael, what do I care about all this Jewish stuff? That's not a protest against the get. She has nothing against get. She doesn't want the Tirchan to be Zion of going to Beis Din. But if you tell her, you know what, it doesn't have to hurt at all. You don't even have to show up in Beis Din. We're going to do this on your behalf in your absence. She'll be very happy. It's not like she's really against get. That's number one. Number two, Ramosha in Chelek in Igros in Eben Ezer Chelek Aleph Simin Beis, I brought you to you here on the sheet, says you're misunderstanding the case. It's that she thinks she's hurting the husband, and once she finds out she's not hurting the husband, then she's very happy to have a get. She thinks she's hurting the husband, right? Because she thinks, aha, he's stuck, he can't get married. Then we tell her the joke's on you, because if you refuse, you know what? We're just going to say the Cherem Ben Gershom didn't apply to him. Either the Cherem of not allowing him to remarry a second time, or the Cherem of you can't marry divorce someone Baal Korcha. And the joke's on you. Your husband's remarried anyway. So once she realizes that she's not accomplishing anything, she'll be very happy to have a get because it expands her pool of potential mates. Because on the chance that she finds somebody who cares about get, she wants to know that she's actually going to have her get. So Ramosha says she's not against the get. She's trying to hurt her husband. And once she finds out that's not true, she'll be happy to have the get, and therefore you can do a get zikui. So that's a second school of thought. The first school of thought is, we don't care when you oppose what we consider to be a zechus for you. The second school of thought is, she may not really be opposed. She may be opposed to the Beis Din experience, or she may just be trying to hurt her husband, neither of which is really relevant here. And then a third school of thought, this is great, is that get may be unique, and she may not be able to refuse dafka here, for two reasons. Number one, she may not have the authority to refuse. The Chalkas Yaakov brings this in Eben Ezer Gimel, quoting the Rashba in Kiddushin Chaf Gimel. He says, when you're doing zikui, when you're acquiring a zechus for somebody else, what's happening is the other person's hands become like your own, or your hands become like the other person's hands. That's the idea of Zachem Ladim Shalom Bafanav. Not stronger than yours, like yours. So he says, since Midoraisa, you could actually compel her to receive a get, therefore, also, you can do it in a Zachan L'Adam Shalom B'Fanav, compel, so to speak, the receipt of the get via somebody else. It doesn't have to be a zechus that she wants. It can happen even without her agreement. It's a zechus gomer to save her from B'as Eish as Eish. That's number one. Number two, argues Rav Moshe and Aben Ezer Aleph Simin Beis, and this is what I brought on the sheet in Source Yud Gimel, she doesn't understand what she is refusing. Meaning, take a look there in Yud Gimel. B'divrei Chaim Sham Kasav. D'hacha she'yad ina n'sheh isha tzavcha she'ena rotza beget lesman de'palik de'ein nasin shaliach aburah lekabla ba'al korcha. That was the Divrei Chaim's position. Uma d'mashma mimiktsas poskim d'bizchus gomer lo mahani mecha'a lo kaimalon kevasayu. Right? It sounds like there that we wouldn't accept that we wouldn't accept her rejection of it, and that we would go over her. We don't follow the minority. That's the Divrei Chaim's position. Yehuyim besugi de gerkatan. Aval afiyani is daiti hamachlokes he be'echad sheyodeya shuz chus gamur umikomakom eno rotze ba'zchus. He says the whole debate is where the parties involved know what they're doing. She knows what the zchus would be, and she rejects it. Sheesh sovereign to Lomahani Mecham, Mitam Butler Daito, or possess Shabar Kasa with the Rechaim, Shlo Kamel and Kavasau, the Hazina Basugi, the Yerkatan, the Kavanoso, Shibigdil, Yechonim, Chosav, Shuz, Chuz Gomor, right? He says, I understand that you would override this minority view that wants to override her refusal. But that's only in a case where she knows what she's refusing. Aval hacha, but here, bikoferes, shemitzad ta'usa lahashia velichfor, eino rotsa beget, shebarur lanu, shemhaisi odasa emes, shehu din emes, shehitan mashem yisbarach, shetzarach get bedine, tara v'chayev eschenek, v'avlan, mamzer, haisa rotsa beget, then eino kluma, shetzavchas mitzad ta'usa. He says her rejection is a function of a mistake. The whole thing is a mistake. From beginning to end, it's a mistake. That's what's causing her refusal. So therefore, Ramosha says, you could do it. Now, note that Ramosha concludes by saying, it's really hard for me to oppose the Divrei Chaim. He's not so happy in the end with relying on this. And he says, Rabbi Akiva Eger's argument also about Mali B'dayna Yisrael seems to oppose my rationale, because he should have just given what I said instead. So he says, you know what, let's go back to the point about her wanting to hurt the husband. And since it's not really hurting the husband, therefore you can do the get zikui. So in the end, the position where she refuses and says, I don't want the get, doesn't seem to hold water for any of the reasons that we mentioned. And we do the get zikui, and then also we do this marsham idea of the shaliach laholacha, just to make everything on the up and up. Okay. You had something? Last point. What if she's a moredes? She refuses tashmish to the husband. Can you do a get zikoy in that case? So this tshuva in the Marash Dam is great. The Marash Dam in Eben Ezer Kufchaf has a whole opening paragraph where he says, I'm a Sephardi. I don't like to get involved in Ashkenazi issues. You're dragging me into this, and I really don't appreciate it. But since you forced me, fine. It's a great opening paragraph. So he says, you can use get zikui. He says, first of all, l'chem d'rabbeinu Gershom that you Ashkenazim have wasn't designed for this. And in any case, it might have already lapsed by now, time-wise. It may be past its limit. Number two, you have a precedent for zikui in the Mishumedes case. We already have that. Number three, he says, the Maharik didn't want to exclude the Moredes from the Cherem. Marik wanted to be Machmir, because he felt that once you tell people they can do a get Baal Karcha when she's a Moredes, so they're going to stretch that and say, well, my wife will make me soup, and that makes her a Moredes, or whatever it is. They're going to come up with all sorts of ways to take advantage of this. But in this case that I'm dealing with in front of me, it's been 4 years. All right, 4 years, he says, is way too long for this to go on, and it's not a case of going beyond, and therefore he's willing to sanction the get Zikui. In the case of the Moredes. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I have news for you. You may not even need to get zikui. You may be able to just get married in general. Because take a look at Yud Dalet, the Rama in Eben Ezer Ayin Zayin. He says, Ulacha Yud Beis Chodesh, dealing with a Moredes case. Ulacha Yud Beis Chodesh, Lo Mahani Chazarasa Ela Avda Ksubasa. He said before this, she loses her ksuba if she goes 12 months without Tashmish. And then he says, even if after 12 months she says, all right, I've changed my ways, too late, the ksuba's gone. Vimrotza lakaima, and if the guy wants to stay married there, tzarech lichtov la ksuba acheres, he has to write a new ksuba. The old ksuba's void. Aval toch yud beis chodesh yechol alach zorba, v'yesh la ksuba. She can recant within 12 months. Vimeis toch yud beis chodesh yesh la ksuba minayorshim. Because she's still entitled to the ksuba until 12 months. It isn't like a prorated thing. You know, she loses 1/12 every month. Vimrotza lagarisha toch yud beis chodesh no sein la. I don't remember what the tzadi beis is. Shala? Tzon Barzel. Right, he gives it back the nechse Tzon Barzel. Uksuba sabah choma shakasavla. V'yesh omrim de bizman hazeh she'enosin shtei nashim lo mashina la yud beis chodesh imrotza lagarisha. Some say that today you don't have the option of another wife. Even within 12 months, you can marry somebody else. Others disagree. And that's the essence. Then, parenthetically, but then he says, it appears to me, going back on what we said about permitting him to marry somebody else or not, where we said that you shouldn't marry somebody else, davka toch yud beis chodesh. That's specifically within the 12 months. Aval acha yud beis chodesh, but after 12. Im hu rotza legaresh, Tzricha lekabel mimenu ba'al karcha. If he wants to divorce her, she must accept it even against her will. O matir nolisa acheres. Oh, just let him marry another. Dein koch biado ishalag nola olam. She can't make him an ugun forever. V'chein nira lahoros. And that should be the ruling. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, based on this Ramah, that after 12 months, he can divorce her against her will, or just marry somebody else if she won't accept the get. And so writes the Beis Shmuel as well, and nobody mentions anything about needing a hetter me'er rabbanim. So he says, this must simply not be within Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom.
Isn't that last line referring to the line in between?
So he thinks not. The way Rabbi Akiva Eiger takes the line, it's referring even to the line before it, about the Yesh Chokin Shein Lahatil Elisa Acheres. That's the way he understands it. It's going back on that line. That's why he reads it. I understand why one might argue that, but the truth is, it actually makes sense, given that it's a sham. They're both from the same source. So it makes sense to say that both of those together are about that. And he says, as for the Ma'arik, who quotes the Rashba, that the Takana was made, the whole Takana was made because of Pritzim, not for cases where min hadin he should divorce or marry somebody else. The whole Takana of not doing this, but instead doing a get zikoy or whatever, was because we were worried about pritzim. He says in this case it's clearly not a parutz, and we could go with the get zikoy. So he says that ideally min adin one should divorce, but if he can't, then he could simply marry somebody else. Okay, so that's the case of the Moredis. There is basis, certainly, for a get zikoy, but some suggest even a get zikoy wouldn't be needed. I don't think anybody today would permit it without a get zikoy. I think they would require the get zikoy and not simply say, okay, go get married. So that covers the set of cases that I had said I'd hope to cover now. The other case that I had, which I didn't really go into that much, I have two other cases. One is a case where there's no Beis Din in the country. So now what do? You have a country, you have some places where there is no Beis Din. And then the other is a very interesting idea, which I can't think we hold like lahalacha. But it's a discussion in the poskim about zikui on behalf of a husband. What if it would be a zechus for the husband for them to be divorced? Can you do the get and say, well, it's a zechus for him to me to do it on his behalf, even though you don't have the kasav? He's not writing the get. Could you make such an argument? It comes up in the Svidei Eish. It comes up in the Hechel Yitzchak, the cases of husbands who are missing. You could manage to get rid of a lot of Aguna cases in this way. So if you're interested, maybe we'll do a little bit on that. It won't cover a full 45-minute shiur, but maybe we'll cover that in a future occasion. To go back to the case that I...